Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you are an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. I am Teresa Rand, an entrepreneur, mother, grandmother, wife, and former CEO.
And I'm Jennifer Roberts, a wife, mom, and a woman who walked away from a corporate PR career to embrace entrepreneurship. Join us as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and life.
If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and to learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you.
Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other.
This is the Boss Lady Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. We're so excited that you are here. If you're a new listener, thank you for joining us. We hope you'll stick around. We hope you'll stay around and maybe go back and listen to some past podcasts, or stick around and subscribe and get ready to hear the ones in the future. So I have a partner here, and her name is Jennifer Roberts. Hi, Jen.
Hello. We are spending a lot of time this month talking about mental health because it's May. And it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we thought, every time, this is a topic we're talking about every year, right? I mean, it's something that needs growth and change, I think. And it needs some coming out of the shadows and into the light. And the more you talk about it, the more unscary this becomes. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad there's a Mental Health Month, because it does bring an awareness. And I think we're getting better about talking about mental health. Before, you could never talk about it. And we go in our last podcast, and we give a lot of statistics from some recent articles about mental health and what's happening in the workforce. But today, I think we'll talk about some personal mental health. And I know we chatted about this a little bit ahead of time, so I'm not putting Jennifer totally on the spot when we
not totally on the spot. But you know, I got like 5 minutes prep for this.
In my defense, I also was in the room when you gave a keynote speech on this topic, so I know you're not afraid to talk about it. Nor am I, because the more we talk about it, the more acceptable it becomes that it's okay to get help. And today we're talking about not just help from the community, from friends, from groups that you're in, but it's professional help. I've seen a therapist on and off all of my adult life, and I cannot imagine having gotten through some things I've gotten through in without seeking out a trained professional. Because as much as I like to think I know it all, I don't. Yeah. And having somebody from the outside to look at the situation that is either causing depression or anxiety, whatever, fill in the blanks, I can't overemphasize how important it is. If there's any type of mental health struggle going on in your world, to seek professional help. So Jen, by not totally putting you on the spot, have you ever seen a therapist?
Yes, I currently see a therapist every month. And you know, it's something that I started a few years back when I had several major life transitions happening all at one time, and it was a bit overwhelming. And so I started going to see the therapist that I see now, and there was no reason, I haven't found a reason yet to stop.
Yeah.
Because there's always seems to be something in my life in a month span of time that I could talk to a third party privately without any judgment, without any fear of hurting anyone's feelings, without any repercussions whatsoever. So that's what I use that time for now. I take 1 hour every month to and just kind of go say things to someone that I might not say to the individuals that I need to maybe say them to, and maybe I need a little kick in the pants to do that, right? Or yes, maybe so I true. Need to. So that's what I use that time and space for now. And I honestly don't see myself ending that anytime soon. I don't look at it as much as I see a therapist because I have a diagnosis of a thing. Right. I see it more as, currently for me, it's more as self-care. Mm-hmm. It kind of has gone into, I don't think it started in that category because there was a lot going on that I was trying to process, but self-care, that's where it's ended up. Yeah. And for the, it's a benefit on my insurance that I can pay $25 a month to go see an individual for 1 hour to get this. That's worth $25.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a great use of $25. And it's a benefit now, that comes with what I already pay for. So I might as well use it.
Might as well. And even now, more and more insurance companies are covering it. But there's also telehealth. So you don't have to get in your car and drive. You can do it online. You know, there's so many ways to reach out and get that mental health you need if a therapist is the right way, right avenue for you to go through. And more doctor's offices now are asking about your mental health. I just went in for my annual well-being check last week, and there was a whole series of questions about mental health. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling depressed? How much are you drinking? How much, I mean, all these things. And the doctor said to me, he said, the government wants us to ask all these questions. And he said, I see a lot of people that they have a lot more things that I need to be focused on. So he was kind of poo-pooing it a little bit. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of those other things that are physical could be symptoms of mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I did not say that to the doctor. I just answered his questions. But I thought, okay, it's a good thing they're asking those questions because it should be asked. It should be a safe space when you go for your physical or whatever, that those are people you can talk to. Those are people that you can start the process with. There is no shame in asking for help. We say it all the time. We don't have a problem asking somebody maybe to help us clean our house or asking somebody to help watch our children or whatever the case may be. We shouldn't see asking for help for mental health as any different.
Yeah. And I think doctors are a great place to start if you are concerned that you don't know where to go and you're not sure that you want to do the thing that we all often, especially women, do, is ask your girlfriend what she had done.
Absolutely.
And this may be a topic that you're not okay with that. And so I have found that doctors can, you know, your primary care physician can be a great resource mm-hmm. for leading you somewhere else
right.
to the right professional. You're not going to have therapy sessions with your PCP, but they probably can help you find somebody if that's what you want to do. There's also medications that are available if that's a route that's, you know, of interest. So certainly something to consider. And a lot of doctors are incorporating what you're saying, those types of questions in there, whether it's because they have to for the government or because their health system requires them to do it. Questions like, do you have a source of joy in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they, at my doctor's office, they ask these at my kids and my husband, like we hear these questions every year because it is important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important. And it's, you know, I'm trying to remember the very first time I went to a therapist, I think it was after my first divorce. That's a whole nother conversation, but my kids were little and I was trying to work full time. I was going to school full time to finish my college degree that I had put off when having children. I had a fairly new job. I mean, there was a whole lot going on. And I had my mother that I could talk to. I had girlfriends I could talk to, but I just never felt like I had anybody that I could just put it all out there. Everything I was feeling, from guilt to fear to you name it. And so I found a therapist, and that was the first time I ever used it. And you leave there. I joke with a therapist that I use now, if when I need to, is I leave there one of two ways, either completely drained. And I joke, we live at the beach, we're in Florida. So a lot of times I will go walk on the beach after I leave just to get my head back in order. Or I feel there, I leave there feeling much lighter. And more often than not, that's the feeling. When I feel that drained feeling, it's just as useful, probably more so. We might have dug a little deeper, that got a little more uncomfortable, all of those things. But there's just a lightness about being able to share your truths, actually, mm-hmm. with a human being that is just listening, is not trying to solve your problem. They're giving you tools and tips, but they're not fixing you, or they're not saying, get over it.
And I think friends and loved ones are really, they all have the best of intentions,
absolutely.
Right?
I mean,
they have the best of intentions, but right. They have feelings, and you have a relationship with them that is different than an unbiased third party.
Right. Completely.
And so there are times where you probably unconsciously are guarding your words with someone that you care about, even when they're saying, no, tell me, I want to help, right? It's just not quite the same as someone where you can just be as mad or as sad or as angry as you want to be. And the therapist is not going away feeling wounded, right?
Yeah, right.
at the end of the session.
So. Or feeling guilty, or feeling like they need to do more to help, or any of those things that the people that love us are feeling. So as we talk about this, you know, I think that the action items for this podcast, because if you listen a lot, we always talk about action items at the end of every podcast, is that, you know, and I think we even said this in the last podcast, don't try to go it alone. There's no medal of honor for trying to do it all alone. There's nothing wrong with feeling down and out or depressed. And often there's a true mental diagnosis for what you may be feeling. And there may be therapy and medications and things to help you. So there's nobody gauging whose mental health issues are worse, or, you know, you've got this or you've got that. But just ask for help, seek help. But the second piece of that action item is do your homework. I don't know how you found your therapist. I found mine through recommendations from friends. And that meant a lot. And then I went to her and I immediately liked her. Had I not, probably wouldn't have gone back. So it's as much as doing your homework as it is going with your gut once you get there. It's okay not to like your therapist. And if you feel a whole lot worse when you leave, I shouldn't say that, because sometimes you do feel worse when you leave. But if you don't connect with your therapist, try another one, right? How did you find yours?
So I was actually seeking a therapist for one of my children and one of my teenage children. So it wasn't I wasn't looking for that pediatric somebody. And so I found this woman and I liked her so much. I asked her, I said, well, would it be okay if I saw you as well, knowing that we're going to keep these things separate.
Separate, right.
And I, you know, respect that boundary. And she said, sure. And I think the relationship that we have is part of the reason that I'm still going. Even after the issue, and I'm not saying they resolved, they're not as front and center in my life any longer.
So they're
kind of, I moved on from those things, but that's why I'm still going, is because of part of it, because it helps me. I feel lighter when I go out.
Yeah.
As you said, most of the time. And we do have a good rapport to talk about things, and she knows the history and all of that. So that's why I keep going.
Yeah. Right. Right. So if you need to go, go.
That's it.
Right. It's okay. And you know what? You don't have to tell anybody if you don't want to tell anybody. It's really nobody's business. It's all about you and what you need. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for allowing us to talk about this. It's such an important topic for 2 weeks in a row. It is Mental Health Month. If you need help, seek advice, all of those things. Your life is worth it. You are worth it. So until we meet again, remember to take time to embrace, empower, and educate yourself and others. Thanks, Jen. Always good to talk to you.
Until next time.